Hi, this is Dean Kuntz. I'm here to talk about one of my favorite subjects, possibly my favorite subject of all time, my little dog Trixie. As many of you know, Trixie has passed on. She's no longer of this world. But that hasn't stopped her. She's still producing books, she's still producing children's books, and now she has a whole line of products being offered at PetSmart stores nationwide, 31 different items from dog bowls to dog clothes to little dog toys that your dog will love. All proceeds from Trixie's business go to serve the dogs of people with disabilities. When they have catastrophic illnesses that their owners can't afford to pay for, Trixie funds their veterinary bills. So it's an excellent program, and I hope that you will help by checking out PetSmart and seeing what they're offering in the way of products that have Trixie's imprimatur on them. Trixie was quite a smart dog. Aside from her books, Life is Good, Christmas is Good, Bliss to You, her forthcoming book doesn't have a title yet, but her two children's books, first coming in October, is titled I, Trixie, Who is a Dog, and her second, coming in 2010, is titled Trixie and Jinx. That's one of her friends. She's done wonderful little work in these children's books, and I've been delighted to watch them take shape. And Trixie is going to have a memoir of her written by me coming out in August from Hyperion. It's called A Big Little Life, and this girl certainly did lead a big little life. She didn't lead a little life in any sense. She was a very smart golden retriever, and I've talked at great length about all the clever things she did, and the book is packed full of them. But one thing I never put in the book was a story of Trixie being given a toy meant to challenge the intelligence of the dog. And this toy was a plush bone with enlarged ends on it, and four or five plush rings of different colors were put onto that bone. And you were supposed to sit with your dog and say to the dog, watch me, Trixie, as I take this bone apart, and you can learn how it's done. And then you would compress the end of the bone and pull off one ring, two rings, three rings, but if you didn't compress the end of the plush bone, the rings wouldn't be able to slip over it. So the instruction said, do this with your dog. Show the dog how the rings are taken off. Then show the dog how you put the rings back on. And once the dog has been shown it, the dog will try to discover how to compress the ends of the bone and pull these rings off one at a time. And your dog will have at least an hour of wonderful playtime trying to learn to master this toy. So, since I was always looking for something to keep Trixie busy while I needed to write, I showed her how the rings came off the bone, I showed her how the rings went back on the bone, and then I gave the toy to her. Trixie, in her inimitable way, looked at the bone, studied it for a moment, then she gripped one end of it in her teeth, picked it up, and whipped her neck around as hard as she could, and the centrifugal force of the whip threw all the rings off the bone in one flat second, and they bounced all over the room. Trixie looked at me, dropped the bone, and walked away. That hour of entertainment turned out to be one split second, and she was never interested in the toy again. I hope you'll visit PetSmart, look at the Trixie items for your dog. I think you'll find some things there you'll love. And look for A Big Little Life on August 25th from Hyperion, in which I talk about what Trixie did to change my life and my work. Bliss to you and to your dogs.